with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster.
So hey, welcome back. It's the grilling guys. We got a pre-recorded interview that I captured in Ironwood, Michigan. The guy is Nate. His wife is Selena. They have Up and Smoke Catering. Here it is.
All right, this is Barbecue Bob. We got some great natural sound effects of an old truck going by with bad exhaust. I'm in Ironwood, Michigan. Of course, I'm up here for my cousin's funeral, but you know me, I'm always trying to make a little lemonade. So I had a wonderful breakfast at a place called The Pines, and I'm walking back to my motel room, and I see this beautiful, beautiful barbecue trailer, and I can't believe my eyes because Ironwood's a bit of a depressed area. And you know how that goes. You don't expect the great things that you might run into. But this thing is a big black Georgia-built thing, Tennessee-built thing. And I got to chatting with a lady here, and her husband came back. And we're going to put these folks on here. And I want to introduce you right now to Nate and Vanessa Price. Nate, so great to meet you, brother.
You as well.
And... you got an amazing story here, but let's just start off with how you ended up in Ironwood, Michigan, which is as far west as you can go in Michigan, okay? From where I'm at, took me 11 hours to get here, yo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We've been here about 10 years. I ended up here because I'm actual illegal cannabis cultivator out of the state of Michigan.
Is that why you call your trailer? Is that why your barbecue business is called Up and Smoke?
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say, but the slogan.
That was an accident.
Yeah, that was. But, yeah, man, it's been a great experience so far, so for sure.
So which do you like more?
I don't know. Buds and barbecue, baby.
Oh,
buds
my gosh,
and barbecue.
You gotta be. You must be fitting to buy the town of Ironwood.
Well, I mean, not buy it, but surely
develop it. I get around a southern guy, and I'm already saying fitting to.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So, this is my grandma's town. Okay, I've spent every childhood here or out in Wakefield at the family farm, and I just love the UP. It almost looks like it's coming back a little bit in Ironwood. Is there any truth to that?
That's very true. Like I said, I've been here 9 years, haven't grown by leaps and bounds, but day by day, there has been a lot of progress, and it's been exciting to see this place develop. So,
well, I just find your combination of businesses to be fascinating, and Michigan's one place you can do that. You have a beautiful trailer, and tell me about the maker of this trailer.
The maker of this trailer is Custom Trailer Pro out of Tennessee. I had it built custom from the ground up. They do an amazing job, start to finish. The customer service, I got to say, has been second to none. I had a couple of new owner problems. And although we're, you know, over 1,000 miles away, I mean, they jumped right on it, took care of the problem, been very supportive.
Okay, now tell me how you learned how to do barbecue. I have not tasted it. I'm too full from my great breakfast. I will come back and see you this afternoon or tomorrow before I head out of town. But what is your favorite thing to cook, and where did you learn it?
Well, I've been cooking all my life, being from the South. If you can't feed yourself, then you're in a lot of trouble. You know, as a favorite, you know, to be honest, people ask me that all the time, and I got to say, it's the whole craft, you know, from the pork butts to the briskets to, you know, pork belly, spare, you know, baby backs. The art is just amazing. So when you ask what's my favorite, I got to tell you the same as I tell everybody. It all is, you know. Mm-hmm. I just have a passion for the work.
That's so cool. Yeah, and the people listening to our show and this podcast are, for the most part, fanatics. We have a lot of listeners that are really great on Q. We have a lot of people that are just getting into it. We love them all, and I guess most people are never going to end up with a trailer like this, but what could you say to inspire that young guy who wants to get out and build a barbecue business?
Never give up. Trials and tribulations are inevitable. That's what builds us. So just keep pushing forward. Just grow.
God, I thought I was hearing Winston Churchill there for a minute. Never surrender.
I hear that for sure. But that is a very true statement, you know. Keep your eye on the prize, you know. Stay true to who you are.
But in terms of perfecting the cue and taking that chance, rolling the dice, spending the money, mm-hmm. what are some ways that some guy who, let's say, maybe times are a little tough and he still wants to get into it, how could a guy jumpstart a business like this?
Get you a smoker, baby.
I see you got some old ones in the back here that maybe don't get used a whole lot. Maybe you could find a guy like you and just buy your old stuff. Get your cast-offs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's how I kind of got started from the beginning. I probably got, you know, four or five smokers that I bought from someone else and just kind of, you know, built my business, reinvested in what I wanted to do. And, everything takes time.
Okay, see, what do I tell you guys all the time? This is... Now, you're not even a migrant. You're not an immigrant to the country. But I usually say it's the immigrants that come in and build the greatest things because they've come from tyranny. And we're all living in tyranny now. So maybe that's the deal. But Nate and Vanessa Price, Up in Smoke, Ironwood, Michigan. It's a beautiful sunny day. I mean, spring is upon us.
Yes,
it's such an inspiration. And to meet somebody that's done what you've done, and I can already see what you're going to do. You've told me a few of the other things you do. The cannabis business, for one thing. We haven't even touched on that. But now there's a lot of competition in that now. So what's that looking like for you?
Again, as a cultivator, it's a craft work. It's something that...
So you said cultivator. You don't have a shop. You're simply growing it and selling to shops. Is that what that means?
Yes, our product is actually in the dispensaries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it in the barbecue?
It is not in the barbecue.
Sorry, son. Don't eat those butts. Oh. Yeah, go take a nap now. That's funny. So do you have a website?
We do have a website. Our website is up-in-smokebbq.com.
It is such a cool name. Now, I'm walking, you know, like I said, I'm going down childhood memory lane here in this town because we always stayed with my grandma down on behind Ahonen's Sawmill. And, you know, we used to come downtown, do this and that. So I'm walking back, just kind of trying to remember the town. And I see this trailer and I see UP on it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. UP what? It says UP Smoke. And I'm like, holy cow, this is a barbecue, and there's smoke bellowing out. So I'm like snooping around out here when your wife came out.
Sure, sure.
She didn't pull a gun on me, but she probably wondered what the heck I was doing. And I couldn't believe my eyes. Ironwood, Michigan, and we got like a southerner throwing down Q.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this town's gotta love you.
They do love me, and I love them too for the support they've given. They love the food. You know, everything's...
What a gift to this area.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you don't... I mean, I've never seen a barbecue place up here.
Mm-hmm. No, it's been amazing, man, to bring the South to the North. You know, I'm still... we get a lot of our product from the South, so every summer I haul back down to Georgia, and we get pecan and hickory wood that we use in our smoker.
Yeah.
We make peach cobbler. We get Georgia peaches.
Sure you do.
We make watermelon... lemonade.
Well, vodka watermelon.
Or vodka. They definitely put the vodka in there. But we do bring a lot of the South to the North. So it's been fun. The people enjoy it. It's been great for the community. And man, we're just working for the future. So.
Well, Vanessa's doing all the work while we're talking. Same story at my house. So she's not going to make it on the show this time. But listen, if you guys are surfing online and if you're anywhere in the Northwoods and you want a barbecue pro, I'm telling you, if you see this trailer, you'll know how serious these two are. They're throwing down some real Q. And you're from Georgia. And where's your wife from?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minneapolis. Well, they don't know anything about food over there. So, okay. Did you? Hey, it's so great to meet you, and I just wish you the best, and God bless you for what you're doing, you know, helping these people out.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, I say all the time, this is why I love my life, because I randomly get to meet people like yourself. So thank
awesome.
You as well. Thank you.
Well, you got a Facebook page?
I do have a Facebook page.
It's going to be up in hyphen N hyphen smoke?
Yes, M-I.
M-I?
Yes.
All right. Follow these folks on Facebook. All right. Hey, folks. That's a little bit of live Ironwood for you. So,
wow, what a great interview, Bob. You had to enjoy that, speaking with those two. But, you know, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We're here each and every week. We appreciate you tuning in. Get out there and create some grill envy in your backyard. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.